Hello there, this is Evie and you're listening to the podcast Let's Reflect on That. Today we're talking about building a new habit, and I'm not gonna go through the reasons to have a new habit or the benefits. I will assume that you have made a decision to build a new habit, and what you need now is guidance and ideas or advice on how to actually do that. So this episode, it's all about an actionable advice, tips that you can take and use right away for your goal, for your habit. So stay tuned. So when we want to build a new habit, usually the problem is that this behavior does not exist in our daily life, and we either feel like we don't have the time for it, or we don't really have the motivation on a daily basis to stick with it. So the pieces of advice I'm gonna tell you today are targeting the way your brain usually works. So those are tricks that are pretty simple and might sound like, okay, this is not gonna work, or like easily said than done, but actually those little things will make a difference for you, because they are very relatable to how your brain functions, and it's kind of taking advantage of some of the flows of our brain. So let's trick the brain. Basically, first thing that you can do, and is one of the most useful things actually, is link the new habit that you want to build with something that you're already doing on a daily basis. For example, let's say you drink coffee every morning, and your new habit that you want to build is to read book every day, because you want to read more often. All right, then decide that every single morning when you make yourself the coffee, you're gonna read for 30 minutes. This is just taking away the burden of reminding yourself. You can never forget, because you always make that coffee, right? And the less you have to remember, the better for you. We preoccupy ourselves with thoughts, ideas, plans, and all those things that are only existing in our heads. And the more we have to remember, the lesser the chances that we will. So take this out of the table, link it to something already existing, reminding taken care of. The other way how this helps you is by using the association. So your brain doesn't really get the feeling of, oh, I stopped the activity, now I'm immediately not in a good mood anymore. What does this mean? Let's say drinking coffee is very, like, one of your favorite things. You really like drinking coffee, and it releases some dopamine. Or if you use another activity that you really like, it's more active, for example, like doing yoga. Maybe you really like doing yoga. This releases some serotonin, right? So when your brain releases those neurotransmitters in your system, they exist for longer than the actual activity, right? So it's a magic trick almost to link the new behavior that you want to do with that good mood that you have created from the behavior that you're already doing daily and you enjoy doing. So basically the best thing you can do for yourself is link something that you want to do to something you're already doing and you enjoy doing it, because what's gonna happen over time is that your brain is gonna link the new behavior with feeling good, although it's not the new behavior that caused it. Thankfully our brain is not that intuitive. So this is almost like a ready to go tip, but here you can also pay attention to the fact that I'm saying 30 minutes. This is also super important to have a very set time on what and how long you want to do what you want to do, for two reasons. First, if you don't feel much like doing it and you have exact 30 minutes plan, then let's say around the 20 minute, when you feel like, well, quitting the behavior, you get to tell yourself it's only 10 more minutes. It's just 10 more minutes versus I'm gonna read every morning. Well, this is so open and so vague that after 5 minutes, you can already feel like, well, technically speaking, I did read today, and you can stop because, well, read every day, 5 minutes reading, box is checked. But it doesn't really count as an activity because 5 minutes are very short period of time to build any habit. So when you tell yourself an exact time, you get to, first of all, to monitor yourself, but second of all, to help yourself finish it around the 20 or 25 minutes, because then you get to this sense of it's almost done. I might as well just do the 30 minutes. It's not that big of a deal anymore. The other way how having just 30 minutes helps you, or having any, it doesn't need to be 10, 30, it could be 10, it could be 15, well, 10 probably too short. But the point is that many people think that getting into a flow of doing something is great. Meaning, if you get into reading and actually you extend the reading to an hour, that's even better. But actually it's not. Not when you want to build a new thing. Because building a new habit has a lot to do with you proving yourself that you are able to do it. You have control of your behavior, decided to do something, and you did it. Your brain doesn't really know good from bad. It only knows facts. So it knows, did you do it? Yes or no? Did you do it for 30 minutes? Yes or no? And then if you did, what your brain senses is that you accomplished what you decided. You kept your promise to yourself, which then your brain interprets as you are capable of keeping your promises to yourself. Now, what happens when you try to build a new habit and you stay with the flow and you don't interrupt the flow after the 30 minutes? Your brain basically sees this as a way of not keeping your promise. You broke the promise because it's not 30 minutes, it's 60. And it might sound a bit weird at first because you're like, wow, but it's for the better. I actually read more. It does not work like that in the short term before you build a new habit, because what happens is that the next day, when you feel a bit more tired or lazy, you tell yourself, well, yesterday I read for 60 minutes, so today I can kind of skip, it's fine. I'm gonna do 30 minutes tomorrow. I'm on the same path anyway. You can already see how you're breaking your habit a second day in a row already, and this is not how you build anything new. So now I want to bring your attention back to the self-confidence part. When you make a promise to yourself and you keep it, this is basically you proving to yourself you are able of doing something, sticking with your decisions, accomplishing new things. And this is so important because self-confidence comes from the self, right? So you cannot really build it any other way but through doing, right? And one way to start a new thing is to remind yourself of another time when you made a decision to do something and you successfully did it, you stuck with it, and it became a new habit, right? At first, such a question of like, when was the last time when you turned a new activity into a habit? If the answer doesn't come straight to your head right away, this question might be a bit upsetting, because then you're gonna sit down and think about it, nothing comes right away, and you get to tell yourself, oh my gosh, here it is, I don't even have an example, I'm not good at that, I'm usually failing, and I just reminded myself that I'm not good at this, now I feel even more demotivated. Alright, this is a very typical self-critical, self-doubting voice. Acknowledge it, but don't let it be the only voice in your head. Be a bit more critical about it. So now really think about even a relationship or a skill or a job or a bad habit that you started and it, well, you started as a new activity and you now have as a habit. If you actually want to go even deeper into that, think about the fact that you are walking right now. You learned at least to walk. Maybe you're not walking right now. You learned to walk at some point in your life. Well, you didn't know how to do it. It wasn't fun because you were falling all the time. You were failing all the time. It wasn't easy. It took you time. It didn't work out right away. but you surely did learn and now it's a habit. The difference is that back then when you were learning that thing, there was no voice in your head telling you, we cannot do that, this is too hard, this is gonna take forever, I might as well just sit down, everybody is bringing me what I want anyway, I'm good to go, why would I learn this new thing? So without the self-criticism in your head, you learn how to do it. And I know this is like a funny example, but it's actually as simple as that. If you cancel or at least acknowledge but don't listen to your negative criticizing voice, you can actually start anything you want. And the moment you start with something small, it's gonna build that self-confidence that you are capable of doing bigger things. And actually, this is my advice here. When you want to build a new habit that it's more complex, break it into smaller steps. Not just because it's more achievable, but because you will get to receive that boost of self-confidence, that sense of achievement, which gives you dopamine, by the way. And that's gonna help you because it's gonna make you feel better about the whole process. Let's say your task is a bit more complex, like going to the gym, because for this you need to put clothes on, you need to leave the house, you need to go there, you need to actually move your butt instead of just sitting on a nice armchair at home and reading. So let's say the investment, time and effort investment in, and also money into going to the gym is higher. But if you learn how to read for 30 minutes for 10 days, for example, and you get to tell yourself, I did that, I'm completely capable of doing that, then when you decide to do the new thing, going to the gym, you can remind yourself of that achievement, of that success, and you can tell yourself, it's actually very possible, I did it. This self-confidence is one of the most, not only important things, but also working things. Self-confidence really is behind most of the people who talk about succeeding in life in long term. And of course, there is such a thing as like fake it till you make it, when people talk about how confidence does not always kick in and you need to like sometimes tell yourself, I'm gonna do it regardless of how I feel about it. Yes, that is true at the beginning, but it's almost inevitable that the more you achieve, the more you follow with your goals, the more you build the skill, because self-confidence is a skill. So although it will never be perfect, and there will be days when you're not gonna feel confident about that new thing you wanna do, your skill is gonna be still stronger and more updated versus the skill of a person who never really trained that skill, who never really went through those little habits that built that self-confidence for the bigger habits. And from here, talking about small and bigger habits, I'm gonna actually go back to what I said earlier about 10 days. If you remember, I mentioned 10 days. It is very, very useful. Another trick, really, to tell yourself that you're gonna do the new habit for just 10 days. Sometimes we tend to make a decision to start a new thing and we kind of put it out there indefinitely. Like, from Monday, I'm gonna start reading for 30 minutes with my coffee every morning. That's great, but this is literally going from zero, not doing it at all, to 100, doing it every day, indefinitely. That's scary. That's almost impossible to do, no matter how much you are used to building habits or what is your level of self-confidence, because it's way too much to just promise to yourself something that you're gonna do indefinitely. It's vague. And it's not necessarily a good thing even for the habit. Let me explain. First, when you have a certain period of time that you're gonna do the behavior, 10 days, first, it's more realistic that you will follow up, because 10 days, it's much easier than indefinite. And second, you get to reevaluate this decision, this new habit, because not every single thing that you decide to do is actually going to fit with you. Maybe you decided to read more because your partner, sibling, best friend is reading every day. You kind of like this and you want it for yourself, and you decide, okay, well, I'm gonna start doing it too. Perfect, great. But it does not necessarily going to fit with you. It might not give you what it gives them. So after 10 days, you get to reevaluate how you feel about it. And if you really see after 10 days that you're just not making any good change, improvement for you, any good feeling, then you are absolutely free to decide something else. It's totally fine. But the trick with the 10 days is not only that it gives you the chance to reevaluate, it's also that after 10 days, continuing with 11th or 12th or 20th, it's much easier because your behavior, it's not completely new anymore. You've already done it. So you have created some synapses, some connections in your brain, and it's already something that to a lesser extent, you already know how to do. So you set yourself for success basically by giving yourself those 10 days. It's more achievable. You can reevaluate it. And you can continue with it much easier. Now, finally, if all of this is already done and you feel ready to go with your new behavior, there is one last step, one last tip that can really almost 100% guarantee you the success for at least those 10 days, right? It's based on theory, actually. It's something that has been researched in psychology for a long time, meaning it's tested, it works. Many participants have shown to benefit from that approach. It's called theory of action, and what it is basically is creating very specific decisions about the moments when you're not gonna feel like doing what you decided to do. Those moments will 100% come, no matter how much you enjoy the thing and how much you are excited about it or how easy it seems to be, there will be moments when you're not gonna feel like it. First of all, because our motivation is very flaky. Second of all, because we are already preoccupied with distractions in our daily lives. There are so many alternatives what to do that you will absolutely feel on some days that you can do something else instead. Also, we tend to be very busy, meaning that we are starting a lot of new things. So there'll be days when you just feel like another thing should be or could be prioritized. All right, so what do you do then? That is actually the statement. When I feel a certain way, then I will do that. And the best way to approach this is think about the usual negative or demotivating things that go through your head when you start a new thing. What is usually that your voice telling you? Is it like you are not having the skill, or you're not having the time, or this is not that important after all, this whole habit is kind of like not that essential, maybe another time, maybe sometime down the road, that laundry is waiting on you, the child, the cat. What is it that usually comes to your head? Use that and build your sentence. For example, when I feel not in the right mood from my new habit, then I will remind myself that my new habit will make me feel better after a while of doing it. When I feel like something else is more important than my new habit, then I'll remind myself that my new habit is actually also important. I just haven't yet fit it in my daily routine, and that is why it feels like extra. Those are just examples. You can just use this like a template, fill it out the way it serves you, the way it makes sense to you. Just remember, the moment when should be relatable to you, meaning whatever usually comes as an obstacle to you in your head, because usually we create our obstacles, and not just create, but we allow our thoughts to overwhelm us. So whatever usually gets in your head as a reason not to do that new habit, fill it in that when part. And then in the then part, usually you should go with something that relates to your promise to yourself, because this is where you remind yourself to go do it anyway. Or you can also think about improving the environment of your habit. Let's say you say, when the kids are too loud around me, then I'm gonna take my coffee and my book or Kindle, whatever you're using, to my bedroom, and I'm gonna do my new habit there. Think about what's gonna work before you get into the doing. Really commit to that statement, and then whenever the when part comes, don't rethink it, don't negotiate it, don't start making that new decision, new then part. You just tell yourself, oh, I already have it. When that happens, then I do that, period. It might sound easier right now, but the truth with new habit is that it's not the easiest thing to do. However, it is possible, and this episode is about giving you tips how to make it possible, how to make it happen. It does take a bit of effort, but this is also why not everybody has the life they want to live, because not everybody makes the effort to change their routine and to implement habits and behaviors that they really want to have. So the difference between people who are happy with the lives they live, given that they have the choice, and the people who are not so happy is those little efforts about habits, about goals, about motivation, about self-confidence. So I do hope this episode was helpful for you. I do hope that you actually learned something and you're gonna go ahead, try it out. I do believe that at the end, the strategy is very successful given the research, given the opinions and experiences from other people. So I'll just summarize that at the end of the day, with this strategy, you get to tell yourself, I am going to read for 30 minutes for 10 days. See how I feel after 10 days, decide whether or not I would like to continue. And when I feel it is hard for me to do my daily habit, then I will either change my environment, go to the other room, or I will remind myself that I made this promise to myself and it is important to me. It will bring me something at the end, and this is why I am going to do it right here, right now, regardless of how I feel. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave some comment, I'll gladly read your feedback and insights. If you'd like to follow up as well, very appreciate it. And I'll talk to you next Monday.